Right away?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Well, it is 6:06 p.m., so I'm going to call this meeting to order. Please take your seats. Starting with the traditional territory acknowledgments, the University of Alberta and the University of Alberta Students Union occupy Indigenous land in Amiskwichi Waskayakin, or Beaver Hills House, on Treaty 6 territory. From time immemorial, the banks along the river valley have been known as the Pohonan, a meeting place for the Nahiowak, Cree, Niitsitapi, Blackfoot, Métis, Dene Suliné, Ojibwe, Soto, Anishinaabe, Haudenosaunee, and others. The university, the students' union, and much of the city are located on the unlawfully stolen land of the forcibly removed Papistjes Cree. We acknowledge that sharing this land gives each of us the responsibility to research the historic contexts of Treaty 6, to reflect on our personal relationships to the land, the nations we've named, and to our roles in upholding justice on this territory. Since they began, the Students' Union and the university have benefited from historic and ongoing dispossession of land and resources from Indigenous peoples. As a result, it is our responsibility to seek the restitution of this land and its resources. Finally, we seek to do better by working to make our learning, research, and governance align with the histories, languages, teachings, and cultures of First Nations, Métis, and Inuit peoples in the land presently occupied by the Canadian state. We encourage critical reflection by asking the following question. In relation to the territory on which you are situated, what role do you play in strengthening the resistance and resurgence of Indigenous students within your communities? We have a very packed agenda tonight, so I am just going to simply remind you all of the oath that you have taken. We have retaken it twice fairly recently, so I won't go into too much detail. And moving to speaker's business, I was originally going to talk about managing order papers for the month of November because our agendas are going to be quite busy. But just given how busy today is, I'm just going to submit that as a written report for our next meeting. Just a quick update. We have a motion on the agenda today to hold our November 29th meeting at CSJ. We'll have a more fulsome discussion about that later on, but CSJ is excited to have us, and I hope we can make that meeting happen. And finally, on speaker's business, I am going to use my powers understanding orders to special order two items on our order paper today. Those items are 10A and 10B under closed session. And the motions are to have a presentation regarding strategic threats to the Students' Union and to discuss tuition increases and strategy. Those will be special ordered to immediately prior to presentations. And the reason for doing so is I've been advised by Mark, our general manager, that these items must be discussed today for council to meet its fiduciary responsibilities, and delaying them has the potential to cause serious and detrimental impacts to the Students' Union. Information has been provided on those items, and you will hear more once we move into closed. Haroon.
I'll make a motion to extend till 10 p.m.
That motion, I'll say, is in order. Would you like to introduce?
Yeah, we have a packed agenda, and I think we all know we're not going to get this done in about two and a half hours that we have left. So it's better that we just face the reality now, know that we're going to try to end at 10 p.m. than to try to extend later. And if we fail, at least we know that we have 2.5 hours. That's just better for us to do it beforehand than after.
Okay, I'll allow one member to speak in opposition if there are any. Fate?
I think 10 p.m. is a little bit too much. I have a meeting with my team members for a project at 10. So let's say 9:30 for now and hope we're actually done by 9:30.
I'm happy to accept it as an amendment.
Sorry, what was the...
9:30.
For the sake of time, yeah, I'm willing to accept that. I am remiss in not looking for a second for this motion. Are there any members willing to second Lionel? Or sorry, Leo? Okay, and Lionel, I did see your hand raised. These motions technically don't have debate. I just wanted to allow one for and one against. So with that, we will move straight into voting. This vote requires a 2/3 majority to pass. If you are opposed to extending the meeting until 9:30 p.m., please make it known by a show of hands. Okay, with three members in opposition, that motion passes and our meeting is extended until 9:30 p.m. Levi.
Can I move to combine 8A and 8E, being that they're fairly similar in content?
I see you've caught a kind of interesting procedural quirk. So 8A was tabled until this meeting at our last meeting. Since that won't be happening anymore, I suspect it would just be withdrawn. And Adrian, give me the thumbs up. Are there any other procedural motions before we move into attendance? Okay, seeing none, we will now take attendance. Just want to give Courtney a moment. Okay, Abner.
Present.
Gerlin.
Present.
Christian. Julia.
Present.
Joanie.
Present.
Alex. Abdul. Haroon. Rebecca. Leo. Joshon.
Present.
Milan?
Present.
Fate?
Present.
Levi?
You see.
Peen?
Present.
Jaden?
Present.
Paulina?
Present.
Chanpreet? Thank you. Medina?
Present.
Adrian?
Present.
Lionel?
Present.
Ibuku? Gabriella?
Isi.
Daniela. Charvi. Simran. David.
Present.
Rana.
Present.
Vedant. Present. Mobashir. And I am present, and Mark is present. With that, we will move to our next section on the agenda. Just want to give Courtney a moment to catch up. And the next section of the agenda is the consent agenda. Today's consent agenda includes the votes and proceedings from the October 18th meeting of Students' Council, as well as a motion from the translation committee to approve translations of the UASU's website's governance tab. Is there any opposition to the consent agenda as presented? Okay, seeing none, the consent agenda is approved as presented, and staff will make the necessary actions to implement the translations. Okay. So now we will move to our next section of the agenda, which is essentially closed session. So I would look for a motion from council to enter into closed session. Haroon? And you're just motioning? Okay. And that's a second from you, Abner? Okay. Just be quick. Is there any opposition into entering into closed session? Okay, seeing no opposition, we are now in closed. I would ask guests to this meeting to please leave the room. Thank you very much. PM, so I will call our meeting back to order. Please take your seats. Exactly. I believe there is a motion from the floor. Please use your microphone.
Yes, sorry. Just give me 1 second to pull up my notes. I move to special order item 8G and item HH to the top of under presentations to after presentations.
To after presentations. Okay, so the motion is to special order 8G and 8H, which I believe are the two BTR motions,
yeah.
To after presentations. Is there a second for this motion? I see Chanpreet seconds. We don't have a lot of time, so I'm going to allow one speaker in favor and one speaker against. Haroon, would you like to speak in favor?
Yeah, the reason why I'm special ordering these two items is just to be a package, is because this is just building off the discussion that we had in camp. This is essentially what we're just doing here is that by special ordering these two items, they're crucially important for us, I think. And I think that us having that discussion is important. I want to make sure that too, that we can give finance committee plenty of time. If council endorses my motion to have them complete a financial management assessment to actually get that done by the February 7th deadline. Once again, delaying it by 2 weeks would hinder this, I would say.
Okay, and I'll look for a speaker opposed. Abner?
So, Mr. Speaker, not necessarily opposed, but what I would like to ask is if it's possible to do executive committee reports prior to these motions, if it's possible.
I'll accept that as fine.
Fine. Only five execs, sure. But not committees.
Yeah, accept this friendly amendment.
Okay, so the motion will read to special order. So essentially, we'll just special order the executive reports. Okay.
Just to confirm, no committees though.
Okay, but do you still want 8G and 8H to happen after presentations?
So what we want it to happen is that we want to, I'll amend the motion to read, Ali and Singh move that item 8H and HG and HH occur after board, after executive committee report.
Okay.
Yes.
Is there a member wishing to speak in opposition to this? Levi, please go ahead.
For the same reasons I was opposed to this 2 weeks ago, it might delay or hinder it, but it still doesn't present serious or detrimental consequences.
Okay, thank you. With that, we will move into a vote on the motion to special order agenda items 8G and 8H to immediately after executive committee reports. This requires a two-thirds majority to pass. If you are in opposition to this motion, please make it known by a show of hands. So I see six in the room. Seven, eight. Okay. Please keep them raised high. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven in the room. That makes eight online. Just got to do some quick maths. Bear with me. 25 total. Yes. Sorry, can someone help me out with the math there? My brain is just, it's not two thirds. We're at 25. Yeah. Yes, you are correct. So that motion passes narrowly. And items 8G and 8H are moved to immediately after committee or executive committee report. Moving to our next item on the agenda, we have presentations, and the only presentation on the agenda is Simran and Fatih's motion to present on FAMFS. Haroon?
I'm going to make a second motion. I know we're going to be done at 9:30, but to be frank, I don't think we'll be able to finish all items. I think we'll bring it all. I think the presentation and executive committee reports will bring us to 9:30. So what I wanted to suggest is to make sure we have ample time for this discussion about BTR to extend the meeting to 10 p.m.
Why don't we hold off until after presentations?
Okay, sure.
Okay. So before we move into this presentation, is there anyone opposed to the presentation? Okay, seeing none, Simran, would you like to introduce Daniela?
I was just wondering if we could take attendance before the presentation, just so we don't interrupt the presentation, because it will be 9 during. I don't know if that's...
Yeah, just so we make sure we take attendance before 9, I'll agree to that. Is there any opposition to taking attendance, final attendance, 10 minutes early? Okay. So we will take final attendance now. Okay, Abner.
Present.
Gerline.
Present.
Christian. Julia.
Present.
Joanie.
Present.
Alex.
Present.
Abdul. Haroon.
Here, did we not just do one like 10 minutes ago?
Yeah, we do one before recess and then one before 9.
Oh, okay.
Rebecca, I think I called, but Leo?
Present.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Rebecca. Leo?
Present.
Joshin?
Present.
Milan?
Present.
Fateh?
Present.
Levi?
Present.
Pien?
Present.
Jaden?
Present.
Paulina?
Present.
Chanpreet.
Present.
Medina.
Here.
Adrian. Lionel.
There.
Ibuku. Gabriella.
Here.
Daniela. Charvi. Simran. Mobashir. David.
Here.
Rana.
Vedant.
Oh, thank you. Vedant.
Present.
And I am present, and Mark is also present. Okay, so with that, we will move into the presentations. Simran, please go ahead. You should be able to do so over Zoom now.
Okay, hi everyone. So as you all know, we have 9 SRA presentations that are coming to council over the next 4 council meetings. So the hope of this, it's supposed to be very quick, but it's to give you some like context and understanding of SRA fees prior to the presentation. So we don't have to like worry too much about some basic questions. We can get those over and done with today. And then when all of our wonderful guests come to present on their fees, we can ask them like more particular and like unique questions to their particular proposal. The tone of this presentation is joyful. I will outline that ahead of time. So the discussion points that I want to go over is an introduction to SU finances, SU fee structure, FAMP collections, operations, renewal, creation, how we're going to get through the next 9 presentations, timeline, and then just general questions. So an introduction to SU finances and why audit continues to be the most important and awesome committee. Other than obviously controlling finances and, you know, being transparent to students in regards to how we collect money, there are some key values that are pertinent to all students that kind of is facilitated through FAMPS and these creation and renewal processes. And these include transparency, accountability, fiduciary responsibility, sustainability, student experience, and affordability. And we have various fees that we charge according to our bylaw. So if you do have particular questions about all of them, you can read through our bylaw 8000 series that goes through all of them in much more depth. These include the SU membership fees, SRA fees, dedicated fee units. And this slide is dedicated to Julia, who put this in our finance presentation, but the types of income we get, 30% of them is student fees. And you may be wondering how much of that goes back to students. Well, think no longer, because 100% of that is put back into student fees, student services, as well as like events and other stuff like that. So the budget, which is where you'll see a lot of like the financial side of all these things, you know, the fees, where those go in regards to the Students' Union, can be found in the annual budget, which is found on our website. But we're not particularly concerned about that today. What we care about is primarily FAMPS, which is Faculty Association membership fees. And a lot of them are coming into renewal this year because they have expired or are in the process of expiring. So the question is, what is an SRA, a Student Representative Association? And furthermore, what is an SRA fee? So this is particularly important in the guise of audit, but also in council for the next little while. An SRA is clearly defined in our 8000 series, but I will kind of go over the definition. It's a Student Representative Association refers to any association of undergraduate students that represents a definable and enumerable constituency to which Students' Council exclusively delegates its representative authority. So very commonly, it is the fee of an SRA. We see this for a lot of faculty associations, but including the International Students Association, also other organizations, they do operate under a fee, which goes back to the student experience, defining affordability and accessibility. And that's why it's a concern for council when they will be coming over the next little while. Okay. Jumping a little ahead of ourselves, but how are they collected? So these are a few things that are going to be posed to council over the next little while. So how are they collected? Something to think about and something to ask during the actual presentations. Often this includes like if they are opt-in, opt-out fees. Those are things to keep in mind and are very valuable questions to the unique organizations. Additionally, how are they reported? So I'm not going to go through all of this, but this can be found in bylaw 8200 on the UASU website. And largely the reporting mechanisms are how they create their audits. And they're also like how they submit those to audit committee. So how they budget, all that kind of stuff. It's to ensure that they are being responsible with their fees and that they are being transparent as to where they have been spending their money. And then how do these fees operate? So these fees operate to provide services. So for example, locker rentals also is a, where some of them gain revenue. So they have alternative revenue sources, but, largely their expenses are to provide events for students. For example, like Kissers is coming this year to create a fee and they have like Fug Night. They have all that kind of stuff that hopefully will be subsidized by the fee that they hope to collect. How are they created? So this is the whole creation process. I'm not going to go through all of it, but things that I wanted to highlight for council to help provide you some context as to what the proposals are going to look like and potentially questions that you can pose or be prepared for is proof that so these are just different elements of what they have to include in their proposal. So the purpose of the fee, reporting mechanisms to membership, the amount per student per term of the fee, the scope of membership of the fee, the dates the fee is to begin and cease to be collected, refund mechanism, allocation of the fee and its benefit to students, how the financial oversight of the fee will look and financial controls, how much of your overall budget will be made up of fee revenue, as well as, and most importantly, consultation with students on the fee and its collection. So those are things to think about. And then how are they renewed? So we have, I believe, one FAMF that'll be coming in for creation. The rest are going to be renewals. So that means that they already have a FAMF that's operating and it's coming into expiry this year, or it's already expired. So they'll be undergoing the renewal process, which is very similar, but they have a few more caveats that they have to propose. And that is the past budget reports and indicate areas of potential change within their budget reports and proof of successful financial controls or plans to improve financial controls moving forward. So how are we going to get through these next few weeks and also the onslaught of presentations? My hope is that you can ask a lot of your questions in regards to the like actual structure and process of FAMF renewal and creation in this meeting. And then this provides some context as to what you can be looking for in the upcoming meetings and their proposals, and that we can get through the nine smoothly and we don't have to be at council till midnight with all of the guests that will be arriving to present their fees. So the timeline is currently, and it's up for change, but we will have obviously the FAMF presentation today. We'll have the KISSERS presentation, the HCA FAMF proposal, November 15th, and then the BSA FAMF proposal, LSA FAMF proposal potentially, and then LHSA FAMF proposal on the 22nd, which is the special meeting, and then the IUFSJ FAMF proposal potentially, and the ARFSJ FAMF proposal potentially, and then the ESA presentation for the 29th. The December 13th meeting is kind of left blank at the moment, just because it provides some room for if people can't come to their meeting, if there's any additional questions or concerns regarding proposals, that kind of stuff. I will now answer any questions that you all may have or any positive feedback that you had in my presentation.
Okay, I saw Chen Preet put his placard up really early, and Courtney will collect subsequent speakers, but Chen Preet, please go ahead.
Yeah, actually my question was answered in the very last slide. I just wanted to make sure that they have one council meeting before the December 15 deadline. So in case they want to make any change based on our feedback, they have the opportunity to do so.
Okay, Leo, please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. This is more of a comment. I have to say, out of all the presentations I've ever looked at in my life, I probably think that was the best one. Thank you.
Fateh, please go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to comment. First of all, thanks, Simran. Second, for the special order meetings, I would really encourage council to not submit any motions during that meeting, because these are already like off hours, off council hours. So that's like just one thing that I wanted to add.
Just a note on that, I can't stop you from submitting motions, but we can even look at suspending all of the regular business that we usually do, like reports, and just focus on FAMFs and get in and get out quickly. Like I don't want to take up 3 hours of your time if we don't.
Yeah, that's why. That's why I
just
said,
a point of procedure. Presentations are at the very top of our agenda. So even if someone submit motion, the presentation has to happen first. So by the time we reach to the motion, it will be 9 o'clock and it will be done.
There will be approvals though for FAMFs, which will be coming at that meeting most likely.
But approvals are coming after December 15, right? That's when we send it to the bylaw committee to draft the questions.
I can answer that. So the hope right now, how we're setting it up is there'll be the presentations. Like let's say, for example, KISSERS is coming November 15th. Their approval will hopefully get done the meeting afterwards. So they'll show up for that meeting and then the meeting after for their approval. And then we'll hopefully get through all the approvals before winter break.
Okay. Another point of procedure. Did we get the intentions from these FAs? Because last time it was attached in order papers for the council when they formally gave us their intentions. So did we receive them this year or not?
Yeah, we're still in the process of receiving them. I believe 5 out of the 9 have received them, have sent them. The deadline for them to come to the executive committee is November 15th, so they still have 2 weeks.
Okay, thank you. Haroon, please go ahead.
Is anyone else on the speaker list or just me? Okay, well, Simran, thanks so much. This is a good presentation. I like the memes.
Thank you. Sorry, Simran. Okay, we did just have a few last minute additions. So Lionel, please go ahead.
Like, can I do like a very quick like comment and a slash question? Okay, so nice presentation. And just one, the question is like, is the recreation fee craft? Campus recreation and enhancement fund?
So the fee that was in the presentation is the Kissers one. It'll be created. It's not one that's been operating so far. I believe the CREF would be more Joy's portfolio.
Can I answer to that? Or just, yeah, just for quick clarification, CCR has reached out to myself and Julia to be able to renew that. So we have been in conversations with them and have provided them all the information that they do need to do to be able to go through that process.
Okay, thank you. We have reached the almost, so Simran, if you want to close us off.
Okay, yeah, I was just going to say, obviously, thank you everyone for being receptive, but also audit will be operating some practice presentations for a lot of these SRAs. So I'll put the dates once they've all been confirmed into the WhatsApp chat. If you have particular questions for a specific SRA that is coming into referendum this year or will be coming to propose their SRA fee, please come to that audit meeting. It provides some like additional time for you to ask questions that you may not get during council. So that's one item. And then if you have any questions in regards to like anything that I've gone over or anything regarding SRA fees in general, you can like ask me at any time. So, but yeah, thank you.
Okay, thank you. And with that, the presentation is concluded. We will move into executive committee reports. I know there is a desire from a member to extend. Executive reports will take about 8 minutes, so we'll do it after that. With that, Joanie, may we please have your report?
Okay, thank you. So I'll quickly go over some updates and the work that I've been doing over the past 2 weeks. So I had a meeting with the Sexual Gender-Based Violence Advisory Council. This is a meeting composed of different stakeholders across the campus, making sure that we support the Sexual Violence Response Coordinator in their initiatives and advocacy that they're doing, specifically in regards to sexual violence. So we were able to get some updates in regards to the new policy suite, specifically speaking to the sexual and gender-based violence policy, as well as an overall update as to what her team is doing as of right now. So one of that being an audit at they're doing as of all the education and training that speaks to sexual violence on campus and seeing how they can create out of all that information mandatory training for those who will be part of the options navigating network. So this is different units from the university community that will be able to respond to disclosures and complaints from survivors and or students. I also did leave a few questions that were asked at the council in my report. So if you do have any feedback or concerns in regards to those questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. I want to make sure I'm echoing all of you folks' concerns and or thoughts on that. And the next thing is I also had a meeting with the Students Who Parent on Campus Working Group, and I proposed that we work on a standalone policy for students who parent. This would speak to all sort of academic accommodations that students who parent are entitled to. As of right now, these are kind of implicitly mentioned in different policies within the university and specific faculties, but I want to see how we can do a scan or an audit of the current policies that do speak to the grounds that students do have for accommodations and sort of harmonize all of those policies together. similarly to the work that we are doing with the sexual violence policy. So I'm working with a few folks from that, notably the Dean of Students and Wellness Support to work on that. And finally, I've just been doing some consultation with different groups on campus in regards to the sexual violence and residence policy for Students Council. So I've been able to meet as of right now, CORA, COFA, and ISU, and I'll be continuing to meet with other folks.
I apologize, Shoni, that concludes your 2 minutes. Julia, may we please have your report?
Okay, to put my timer. Hey, Council. So we had a very busy 2 weeks, especially me and Abner and Joanie, specifically in terms of university fees. So Joanie, Abner, and I sit on the Mandatory Non-Instructional Fee Joint Oversight Committee. It's sort of a way in which the university gets students' voices heard firsthand regarding the MNIFs that we pay. In addition to that, Abner and I also both sit on the Tuition Budget Advisory Committee, and we had our first meeting last week, I think, and it's also the official student consultation body for tuition, and we'll be getting a presentation from Melissa Padfield on the 29th regarding any questions that you may have regarding tuition. University fees have been in the forefront of both of Abner and I's 2 weeks. Joanina also met with Danny, our FNMI specialist, to go over ways that we can institutionalize some of the projects we have. So this includes the Residential School Memorial and developing other educational frameworks we can use to commemorate the National Day of Truth and Reconciliation every year. Committee that I sit on is the United Way committee meeting, and it's basically supports the University of Alberta United Way campaign that helps fundraise for their cause. And one of the events coming up is the Chill and for Charity event happening in Main Quad tomorrow, and the whole executive team alongside Chancellor Garrity will be jumping into a pool of ice water to help fundraise for this great cause. So if you'd like to see that, come to Main Quad tomorrow at like 11:30. Lastly, Gunny and I had a meeting with a couple of students and past Native Studies Students Association executives to go over the revitalization of their faculty association. They don't have any members on their team at the moment, but we're sort of helping them try to get started on things. The rest of it is in my report. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you very much. Is there a report being given for Christian? No? Okay. In that case, Gerline, may we please have your report?
Yeah. Hi, everybody. So I'll start with COFA. We had advocacy board and senior board, and in terms of the tuition increases, I made them aware about the proposal and also the town hall and asked them to spread a word towards the around their constituents so we can have more attendance and more feedback from students. And also in terms of practicums, the surveys up on Perks, I made faculty associations aware about this and asked them to share it so we can have same feedback, like same as the previous piece. So I ask you the same, if you can spread that word so we can get like more responses. And I'm planning a social for SREs just to give them a chance to hang out and make relations between themselves for in a more informal setting. So we had a planning across that. Other than that, for academic integrity policy, the working group has started a meeting, and currently, we just discussed the model that was even presented at the council and the things that needs to be kept in mind as we work forward. I'll keep you updated on the academic integrity policy piece as we move forward. Then I had a meeting with UAI, University of Alberta International, to discuss some potential barriers which are there for international students in terms of work integrated learning. Also at program support team, there was a proposal from the Bachelor's of Science faculty across the changes that they will be doing. And I'm happy to know that they have also included indigenizing their program, which we have been advocating for. Rest, everything is on my report. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you. Abner, may we please have your report?
Sure, thank you, Mr. Speaker. So Council, I encourage you to please take a look at my report, but actually I'm gonna use this time to make a statement rather than cover my report. We as the executive want to give an apology for how things have unfolded with Break the Record. We recognize your frustration, your anger, and want to ensure that this is seen and how we move forward. Serving students and improving campus life is what we're all here for. And we really do appreciate hearing firsthand from all of you. We want to continue working with all of you to bring life what students really want to see on campus and are committed to improving and listening to all of your concerns and criticism. It's an integral part of how we are held accountable and also how we improve. So to all of you, council and the student body, we just want to say that we're sorry.
Okay, thank you. With that, executive reports have concluded. At this point, if there is a motion to extend, I would allow it. If there is a motion to extend, I would allow it at this point. But it doesn't look like there is, so we'll move into our next item of business, which is Haroon and Chanpreet's motion to direct the general manager to share the invoices of all items associated with Break the Record by the next meeting of Students' Council.
Milan? Yes, I have submitted an amendment to that, and I've sent it to Courtney. The new amendment is to, the motion is to read,
A point of order?
Yes.
You did mention that we would move on to the motion to extend to 10 p.m. To me, and Haroon has not gotten a chance to present that motion. So
I asked twice if there was such a motion from the floor, and I heard nothing, so we will be moving on.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Is it possible I can make that motion, actually?
At this point, we've already moved into this item. I asked twice, so we're going to move into debate. That can be made in the future, though, once we get into debate.
All right. Norris.
So the amendment, Haroon.
My amendment is to direct the Finance Committee in collaboration with the General Manager to complete a financial management assessment of the UASU and to complete a comparative analysis of other students' unions' financial management along with student consultation by February 7th.
That's sufficiently close to the original motion, so I'll accept that. So Courtney, if we could.
I will need to have this in writing to rewrite it.
I sent it to you an email.
I cannot access my emails at the moment. I'm currently screen sharing.
I see.
Mark, do you have a...
Sorry. As I heard that stated, he wants an analysis of our financial protocols in comparison to other associations by February 7th. That doesn't seem at all like either of these motions.
So,
and that seems a hell of a lot more broad
language, please.
You're right. I'm sorry. My apologies to counsel. That seems a lot more broad. And also that's not very helpful. I think that if they would like to do, I'm not opposed to doing such a report. Debate.
Sorry.
I just want more.
Mark, guidance, that's a all. Point of order has been raised. Haroon.
This is not debate. We're not debating the motion.
It seems like Mark is raising a point of order to the germaneness of the amendment.
I see.
Which motion are you wanting to amend specifically?
I'm wanting to amend the audit one.
So that's 8H?
Yeah.
I think given that it's requesting a financial inquiry, I will allow it as within the same sort of scope. Discussions on the merits of the motion can happen when we discuss it. So I will accept that.
I've also shared the motion with council. On an email. I sent it to council at @yulberta.
Okay, so this is the second motion. While we start debate on the first.
I'm withdrawing the first motion.
Okay, you are withdrawing.
Yeah, can I rearrange them? Would that be okay?
No, because they're special ordered in this order.
I will withdraw the first motion.
Okay, the first motion is withdrawn. Just take a quick rest while we get the amendment.
What I wanted to show is how we made this decision, right? The financial management behind it, so how do you
I'm comparing how the execs are able to like authorize money compared to the AMS. You know, I mean, like that's what I'm looking for. Okay. It's just saying that that will help us. And it's nothing to do with invoices. I made it a general motion to avoid that.
Okay. Nah. Yeah,
I lost my H. I was really sad.
Are you wanting to do it right away or? Haroon, would you be okay with just changing general manager to executive committee?
What? Just for good governance purposes, I mean, executive committee is responsible for directing the general manager. So general manager is a member of executive committee. I would be directing the general manager to do it. So it just makes more sense to say executive committee instead of general manager.
Can you give me, are we still, we're still updating the motion, right?
Yes.
I think it's fine. Okay.
Okay, so the motion is up. What's the answer on that one?
Accept the amendment.
Okay.
So we just change.
Okay, let's come back, Council. So the motion now reads, moves to direct the Finance Committee in collaboration with the Executive Committee to complete a financial management assessment of the UASU and to complete a comparative analysis of other students' union financial management along with student consultation by February 7th.
Yes.
Okay.
Can I open up?
Chanpreet, you're still willing to second that? Okay. So we will move into debates. Haroon, would you like to introduce?
I absolutely would. I am going to try to get this done in 13 and 12 minutes. So I am going to most likely move to close debate at 9:28. This motion, the reason why I brought it forward, I agree specifically looking into break the record is not going to be helpful. This needs to be a longer context. We're doing fee governance review. The reason why I brought forward this motion is to ensure that students continue to have confidence in our students' union, fiscal management, and to compare us to other student unions too, because I think that'll be helpful, especially in the overall context of governance restructuring, which I think is crucially important. I think the financial management assessment, the goal of that assessment here, and this is something that finance committee is obviously going to create terms of references for, is to really see how we are managing our finances as an institution, comparing other institutions like the AMS, like York Youth Student Federation, will help us to really be informed there. And the student consultation piece is really crucially important, because what I want to figure out here is what student thoughts are regarding how we manage our finances and how we can do better. I'm going to pass it on to I'm going to pass my rest of my time to Chanpreet.
Okay. I think on whatever happened in the BTR, I think we need to move past it. The execs and the general manager provided in-depth the breakdown, which got shared with the students. There's a public apology by the execs as well to the council and the students. I think it's time for us to move past the BTR. At the end of the day, even though as much as I would hate to see 145,000 going into that, I must admit there was no bad intent. And that's a very important fact. There was no bad intent on behalf of all the people who took decision behind it. So with that being said, I think just reviewing how our financial practices are, comparing it with other student unions, consulting with the students how they want their money to be managed or overseen within the students' union, that's what this motion is basically doing. And I don't see any harm in doing so. And that's the reason why I would be supportive of this motion. And it's a good way for us to move forward. And it gives a signal to the students that something happened and we are committed into looking on how we can improve in future. And we are always looking into learning more.
I also want to say thanks to the executives for apologizing. I appreciate that a lot.
Okay, before we go to the speakers list order, I just want to ask, is anyone wanting to speak in opposition to this motion? Okay, I feel like that should be a sign to all of you, but Leo, please go ahead.
Thank you.
So yeah, having a review in the finance committee would give students a lot of closure, I would say, because after all, 145,000 is a lot. However, we also have to understand that we only provided 50,000 of that 145,000. Seems like not a lot, but still 50,000 is up there. So yeah, so and of course we need to provide some transparency just for closure for students. So yeah.
I will ask again, are there any members wishing to speak in opposition to this motion? Let's see if anyone is going to respond. Does anyone want to speak in opposition? I'm not sure if that's from him just asking for a speaking turn. Adrian, are you planning on speaking in opposition? Okay, no. Was there something specific, Abner? Okay. So we'll move down to Lionel. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. No. So the thing is, right, because like I think Champry was very right about like saying like everyone had the best intention trying to do it, like have some fun school spirit and sport and rec like opportunity, like activity. I think it's very good. But yeah, I've simultaneously also like submitted a written question to the execs, to I think to Abner and to Julia, maybe you, and to like to say to maybe prepare like a financial report, like a analysis on the BTR itself, like to see, like to make some sort of reflection to see like how money could be spent more efficiently, yeah, to demonstrate our fiscal responsibility. And like I mean, like, you know, in the government they're talking about like new public management, like is the yeah, we need to be efficient about the money we spend, every cent of it. So yeah, so also yeah, I'm kind of supportive of this motion, but please also answer my question. Thank you.
Julia, please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much, Aaron, for bringing this forward. So I just had a couple of questions, because as you know, we're currently undergoing processes to try to introduce more transparency within, I guess, everything they have to do in finance. I've been talking about it since like June. It's a big project to take on. And I just like some more clarity on what specifically you want finance committee to do, just so I know how to go forward on this. So I know you mentioned terms of references. So are you looking to sort of have like an ad hoc committee? What kind of like budget processes, like do you want us to focus on budget processes or display of the budget, categorizing our fees and how we do our DFUs creation? And I know sort of Lionel brought up like analysis on BTR and like reflection how money can be spent more effectively. If I could just get, I guess it is a really broad motion, if I could get just some specifics so we can like, we have something to go off of and then we can go about that.
Yeah, absolutely. First off, Julie, I want to say I'm very appreciative of all of your work on the fee governance review. I know it's a big task. So the purpose of this motion, to be frank, and this is something I'm going to be pushing for our finance committee, is most likely to be an ad hoc committee to be struck in by finance committee on this terms of references, to include, not to include any executives on this committee, on this ad hoc committee, as once again we're looking into decision making by the USU and specifically the executive committee. What I want to look for is just how we manage our finances and who can authorize spending. That's the real, that's the crux of this, is because what I think a lot of counselors like me personally was frustrated, I sit on finance and audit committee right now, yet I figured out through the gateway about that expense. I think there needs to be a more transparent way about how council, especially council, figures out about these expenses. So I think this is something that we can look into as an ad hoc committee, looking into that. And we can also complete a comparative analysis of how other students' unions inform their councils. So how AMS execs works with their council when it comes to financial management. And the comparative analysis is really crucially important too. And to bring this, and the student consultation, the reason why I've included that bit there is because I think from students and what we've seen online is students want to know where their money is going. So making it more clear about how we spend money and who can authorize spending, I think is crucially important, is why I put this motion there. And the terms, and the reason why I have not included terms of references here is because I think that's something that finance committee should make in working together with executive committee and with the general manager, as opposed to a council sending that directive to them, would be my thoughts.
Okay, Abner, please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Speaker. So my questions for the two, my questions for the two movers of the motion. Just around the second piece of this, around the comparative analysis, but also the end or the along with student consultation by February 7th, and just what they what they're intending with that and what they expect that to look like.
Yes, I think I answered that question just a moment ago, but I'll restate my opinion. What we're trying to do with this motion is, once again, we're trying to instill confidence in our students' union and how we manage finances. The reason for the financial management assessment is to see how we manage our finances, who authorizes spendings, and which and where we can where we actually are able to do that. The purpose of the comparative analysis is to inform us about how other student unions are doing and allows us to adjust if other student unions have found better solutions than we have personally. Student consultation, because once again, people have continually said they want to know where their money's going. So yes, I'm also going to note that I am going to move to close debate at my next at the speaking turn I have next.
I'm actually going to beat you to that. I want to make sure we have enough time to vote. I have been, I've received feedback that we need more time to vote in the past, so I want to make sure everyone feels that they can. So with that, I'm going to move us into voting. This motion requires a simple majority to pass, and the motion is to direct the Finance Committee in collaboration with the Executive Committee to complete a financial management assessment of the UASU and to complete a comparative analysis of other students' union financial management along with student consultation by February 7th. If you are in opposition to this motion, please make it known by a show of hands. With four opposed, that motion passes. And with that, we have 3 minutes left, so I'm just going to adjourn us. Have a good night, everyone.
I don't know, man. But
it's a fine. It's a financial management assessment. It's nothing bad.
No, it's nothing.
Are you mad about me?
No.
Hey, sorry, Council, could I just have your attention for one moment, please? You may have noticed that we didn't get to the CSJ motion. I'm going to put out an informal poll in the Council group chat just to make sure that everyone is kind of on board and we can go ahead with planning, and then we'll formally approve it at our next meeting.
Just a point of order, I guess. Are we...